Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Morey out. See ya. As the executive of the Sixers, it was time. He did not do a good enough job here. I think he's one of the more overrated executives in sports history. Good, not great. More of basketball's Billy Beane than anything special. I actually think his next role should be joining the NBA and trying to help them fix the game that has become a little bit too skewed towards analytics and numbers and less aesthetically pleasing. I think that he actually could serve the game of basketball the best doing that, kind of like Theo Epstein did when he left the Chicago Cubs. So that's my Daryl Morey thought. It was due. I'll unpack who I think they should hire coming up soon. But look, schedule release is getting, a little bit more close now. Tomorrow night we'll get the full picture. We know that Eagles look like they're headed to London to play the Jaguars in October. That should be a lot of fun. But the other story last night was the Phillies winning again. They win the opener in Boston against the Red Sox. Phillies now just two games under 500. Really well-pitched game last night by Zach Wheeler. Duran closes it out. They get a RBI double by Stott, which was the difference-making run. But the game started off offensively with a home run by Kyle Schwarber. What else is new? Home runs now in five consecutive games, six home runs in that five-game span. He has 17 home runs on the season. And we are now looking at a scenario where Kyle Schwarber is on pace for well over 60 home runs. And it is becoming overwhelming, the amount of home runs he is hitting in a Phillies uniform and the kind of production that he is putting up now in this, what will be his fifth year as a Philly. And he'll have a year six, and he'll have a seven, and he'll have an eight, and he'll have a nine. And when it's all said and done, when you add the first contract and the second contract, Kyle Schwarber is going to play a very long time in Philadelphia. He's going to be a Wall of Famer. I believe he's going to be a Baseball Hall of Famer. His mid-career, rise, and it was a very talented, high pick, early career talent, but he got hurt. He fell off. He wasn't the same player 18, 19, 20 that he was 15, 16. And his career is at a crossroads, and he goes to the Nationals, and he goes to the Red Sox. And before that, he's non-tendered. And he's non-tendered by the Chicago Cubs, who drafted and developed him. Then to go to the Nats and the Red Sox, and to end up here in Philadelphia. There's a lot of David Ortiz to this story. A player like that guy was non-tendered. They just let him walk. They could have had he was still their guy. Like, they could have just gave him a contract for one more year and had him, and they just let him go. And he became this. Yeah, that's what he's become. We're watching one of the great home run hitters in baseball history. A few weeks ago, when Scott Fransky was on the Midday Show, I said, Scott, have you started to think about this as you do these calls and you watch him hit? That you're calling and we're watching one of the great home run hitters in the history of baseball. And, he said, yeah, he started to think about it. Well, I think we need to start putting in context where Kyle Schwarber is in Philly's history, and then we'll kind of zoom out to baseball history. Because I am now at the point where I believe Kyle Schwarber is the best home run hitter to ever wear a Phillies uniform. He's the best Phillies home run hitter ever. And I recognize and understand that certain things he's probably never going to be able to top. Like, Mike Schmidt played his whole career here and hit well over 500 home runs. Kyle Schwarber, I believe, is going to get to 500, but all those home runs are obviously not going to be here in a Phillies uniform. Last night was his 204th career home run as a member of the Phillies. I don't think he's going to reach 500 home runs as a member of the Phillies, because that would put him, he'd be in the 650 range probably. For his career for home runs. And we'd be talking about, at that stage, what would he be then? I mean, it's the Bonzes, it's the Aarons, it's the Brutes, it's Pujols, it's Rodriguez, it's Mays. We'd be talking about that kind of territory of all-time home run hitters. I don't think he's going to quite climb to that level. But, Jim Thome got to 600. I wouldn't rule out but not rule out that Kyle Schwarber has a lot of home runs left in that bat. But certainly 500 is going to be in play here for Kyle Schwarber. So after last night, he is now tied with Dick Allen for 10th all-time in Phillies history in home runs. Just as a Philly. Again, this is just the beginning of his fifth year in the uniform. Tied with Dick Allen for 10th all-time in the Phillies uniform. He's going to, by the end of the season, if we just add 20 more home runs on, I think that would be a pretty low total considering the way he's going. He has 17. It is May 13th. So to only hit 20 more the rest of the year would be pretty surprising. But that would give him 37 for the year. Not a bad year by any stretch, but I think we expect more at this point. But even just that, like just hit 20 more the rest of this year, he'll pass Greg Luzinski to at least seventh place on the all-time list. By the end of next year, if this pace continues, he's probably, barring injury or misses time, he's probably number three all-time in Phillies history after next season behind just Schmidt and Howard. And really it becomes, can he catch Howard for two? That's it. I mean, he won't catch, very unlikely, almost impossible to catch Schmidt for one. Will he catch Howard for two? And again, those guys played, Schmidt played his whole career here. Howard basically did. You kind of think back at the end when he's bouncing around with the, trying to make the Rockies and the Braves and all that. I mean, my brain is cramping right now. Did he even take an at-bat for another team? A major league at-bat? I don't even know. But it doesn't matter because he didn't do anything there. He hit his home runs with the Phillies. But when you think about Schwarber and where he's at and what he's done, and I mentioned this the other day, coming in on, I guess it was Monday after his big weekend. Now, if you look up at the history of baseball, top five all-time in at-bat per home run ratio in the history of baseball. Mark McGwire, one. Aaron Judge, two. Babe Ruth, three. Barry Bonds, four. Kyle Schwarber, five. That is the history of the sport. At-bat to home run ratio. The amount of, to me, it's the most simple and clean home run stat there is. Because, home runs, you have to get all a bunch of at-bats to rack up the 700, right? And that's longevity, that's age, that's there's a certain amount of gravitas that comes with that because you lasted. It's almost like the difference between in the NBA, the all-time leading scorer, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, versus the guy that scored the most points per game, right? So, yes, there is something special about being the all-time leading scorer. It's why, Barry Bonds stands alone as having the most home runs ever because he did it for – he had so many home runs for so long and played for so long. And Kyle Schwarber probably won't be able to do that. But then there's also the points per game score. Like, right, when you talk about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, sure, but then you talk about the guys that per game just averaged the most points in the history of basketball. When they took the court, when they were able to play, it was 31, it was 32, it was 33. You think about guys like Luka, who, and we'll see how his career goes, but he's trending towards being one of those guys that will have an all-time points per game kind of number. Maybe Shea Gilgeous-Alexander will also be there when it's all said and done. But that's the kind of the difference in the statistic. I like at-bat to home run ratio. Not everybody can stay perfectly healthy, but it measures dominance when you played. It measures how the fear you put into pitchers when you were in the lineup. And McGwire, Judge, Ruth, Bonds, Schwarber, nobody has done it better in terms of at-bats to home runs. And then it made me think, all right, so where is Schwarber now for the Phillies? And when I looked it up, it blew me away. Not that he's number one, that makes sense, right? If he's number four, five all-time forever for anyone, for the history of baseball, he probably is going to be pretty high for the Phillies. Well, he's been a better home run hitter here by at-bat per home run ratio than he was in Chicago or Washington and Boston. And in fact, Kyle Schwarber is not just number one in Phillies history in at-bat to home run ratio. He is by far number one. Like the gap between him and Jim Thome, who is number two, and Thome obviously did it here for a short period of time, did it very well for a short period of time. The gap between Schwarber and Thome is over an at-bat per home run. I think Schwarber's at 12.2, Thome at 13.3. It's a pretty sizable gap between those two, and Thome was an incredible home run hitter here in Philadelphia. It's Schwarber 1, Thome 2, Ryan Howard 3, Mike Schmidt 4, and Reese Hoskins 5. And the Hoskins thing surprised me a little bit. But those are the top five in a Phillies uniform in Phillies history at bat to home run ratio. We're watching the best home run hitter the Phillies have ever had. Mike Schmidt was a better player. Ryan Howard may have had a more special four-year peak, especially when you coincide the fact that it culminated or was part of and with a World Series championship. And it meant so much to everyone. Homegrown player, part of an amazing team, along with Utley and Rollins and Hamels. But that's not the question. It's not that it mean more to you. It's who's the best home run hitter in Phillies history. It's Kyle Schwarber. And I think he's now getting to the point where he's putting distance between himself and anybody else you might think. I mean, that the gap between him and Tomy on the at-bat to home run ratio list for the Phillies blew me away. Like, whoa, it's that much? And now we're watching Schwarber in the middle of a season where he could, and I have to say could strongly because it's still very early, but he could challenge history here. You know, last year he had 56 home runs. He came very close to breaking Ryan Howard's record. This year he's on pace to break it. And, I mean, can we rule out a run at 60-plus home runs? Can we rule out a run at 65 home runs, which I believe is what he's on pace for after last night? And I just, if you're on pace for 65 home runs, then what you are is you're on pace to make us at least think about Bonds. And that in itself makes you, the way I view it, the best home run hitter in the history of the franchise. It's not a one-year wonder. It's year over year. He's getting better as time goes on. He's hitting home runs at a pace more frequently than any Phillies hitter ever. And there is now at least, in the back of my mind, and you might say it's a very, very distinct long shot, and that's fine. But there is a place in the back of my mind where Kyle Schwarber enters the month of August, enters the month of September with a chance to become the all-time home run king, to become the all-time single-season home run king. And, you know, I've thought about this if it ever happens. Aaron Judge is probably the best bet. Aaron Judge, to me, is the best combination of offense we have in baseball right now. He's also, when I first watched him, covered him when I was younger, I thought of McGuire with just the raw power, but he's a better athlete. He's a great, great athlete because he can play the outfield. And I guess I've just assumed here that if anyone ever does this, if anyone ever chases down a McGuire at 70, a Bonds at 73, that it would be Aaron Judge. But what if it's Kyle Schwarber? You know, I think for a lot of baseball fans, they would love to see one day Barry Bonds be knocked from the perch, whether it be all-time home runs, and that's going to be very hard to do. I mean, Judge is as prolific of a home run hitter as we've had since McGuire, but he started late. Judge came up late, and even with the pace he's hitting them on, I don't think he'll ever, unless he plays till he's 45, I just don't think he'll have the chance to catch Bonds. I just don't think so. Or probably even get to 700. He's got to play till he's very old, and he probably needs to reel off a few of these 70 home run seasons, like to get close to the record. So I don't think anyone will break the all-time career home run mark. At least no one that I see active now. You need to come up very early, very young, and hit home runs at a rapid pace at a very young age, or start having peak crazy seasons. And I don't see the player. I mean, I think there's something Henry Aaron-ish about Soto and his career, where he's probably going to play 23 years. So if you do the math on it, and he starts, you know, he'd have 38 or 39 last, maybe he was 40, starts having some of those 40 home run seasons, he could probably poke around with some crazy numbers when his career's over, you know, 3,500 hits, 4,000 hits. You know, 500, 600 home runs, you probably can. But he walks so much and he's so patient, I think he's just more likely to walk 2,000 times than to hit 600, 700 home runs. So it's hard to find the guy that will break that record of Bonds's. But I think people would love, and it'd be a wonderful summer chase, if someone that is liked, clean, in terms of performance-enhancing drugs, one of the guys that baseball people know, I think people nationally would be into the Kyle Schwarber goes after Bonds' home run record. And it's at least in the back of my mind, because where he's at right now, what he's done the last few years, Guy's a remarkable home run hitter. He's the best home run hitter in Phillies history. I can't say it any other way. And I don't think this is going to stop. Now, he might not be on pace for 65 for much longer. He might dip to the 50s. But I don't think this run will stop with Schwarber. I think he's going to reel off another few hundred home runs. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He's going to be a 500 home run guy. And we're going to look back and say, the Cubs DFA'd him? Did that really happen in real life? It did. It did. And the Phillies, a year later, were lucky to grab him. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.